Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We have some major breaking news. Hundreds and hundreds of D.C. residents just marched to the White House to show their discontent with the Trump administration's mobilization of the National Guard into Washington, D.C. Donald Trump mobilized 800 to 1,000 National Guard troops when crime rate has been consistently falling over the past few years and even decades. Let's watch this clip. Not to be corny, but this is what democracy looks like. When Donald Trump thought that we were going to roll over, this entire administration thought that we were just going to lie down. People are now showing up, standing up, protesting in Alaska, in D.C., in Los Angeles, even in Texas. People are out there mobilizing. And remember, the midterms are coming up rapidly. Here's friend of the show, Aaron Parnas, reporting on the ground while they were walking to the White House.
That's some major news. There's a massive protest growing in the heart of D.C., they're planning on marching to the White House. Let me show you around. There are several hundred people here behind me. It's part of the Free DC protests. They're growing because more people are coming out to march to stop what the Trump administration is doing here in this city, this federal takeover. Let me show you some of the scenes coming out of this massive protest. This is one of the bigger ones to date. They're about to start marching to the White House. I'm going to try to follow them as much as I can, but there are hundreds of people here right now who are protesting the illegal Trump takeover of Washington, D.C. Remember, Donald Trump tried to install an emergency police commissioner. That failed. And now you have hundreds of people out here marching. Literally, they're going to shut down some of these streets in protest of Donald Trump's takeover of Washington, D.C. So I'll provide you updates throughout the day. There isn't too much law enforcement right now. Everyone is safe, but
everyone is safe, and I hope it remains that way. We'll continue to cover this, but the reason why these protests are happening so aggressively is because we've seen a bunch of videos of masked men in D.C. just kidnapping people. In this one, you see a delivery driver being taken away, and when they're asked, "Who are you guys?" There's no license plate, no identification. They refuse to answer.
Do I have to answer to you? You got to answer to somebody.
So, wait, so you guys are just masked up?
Don't worry.
We're just masked up?
Who are you?
Who are you guys?
I don't care, my guy.
You don't care what agency?
You don't care.
Bro, what agency you guys with?
They all say, "We don't care." And then they say, "Why don't you check the license plate?" And they go, "There is no license plate." And they start laughing. These masked men are actual fascists. We have more reports. Jennifer says right here, situation in D.C. on 14th Street with federal agents. No agency ID'd. Pulling over cars for checks. No agency. We don't know if this is ICE or the FBI or the National Guard. I mean, there are so many different mobilized agencies that we don't know. Big crowd shouting at police. They arrested a black woman in the car. F you, what is wrong with you? You don't need to terrorize people like this. That's what people on the side were saying. Right here, Ryan reports, food delivery driver just taken away in foot shackles by federal agents in Shaw at 8th and R. He didn't speak English and had no idea he was being arrested until they cuffed him. Told them he is clearly working and not a criminal and focus on actual issues if they want to help. They don't. They don't focus on the actual issues. They'd rather go around and terrorize people. Or look at this one. This one is going to blow your guys' mind. The official White House account posted nighttime routine, Operation Make DC Safe Again. And they post themselves doing a really intense raid. It's almost as if it's like SEAL Team 6 taking out Bin Laden. Let me play it for you. But let me just tell you right off the bat. I can't tell if I want to tell you this before or after, but who they're arresting here is just the sandwich guy. They mobilized an entire squad to go arrest that guy who just threw a sandwich at an officer the other day. A drunk guy who threw a sandwich. Watch. It's like they're assassinating Osama bin Laden with music from The Purge in the background, all because some guy threw a sandwich. But this is it. This shows their whole game. They don't actually have any insane crime to take care of. Or Donald Trump called it a hellscape city that you can't even, like, walk through. Listen, crime is awful. Crime in D.C. needs to be taken care of. If there is any crime, we should minimize that through long-term, you know, strategies. That being said, everyone agrees crime is awful. No one's going to argue with that. What we don't want are masked men, you know, just arresting people for no reason and not identifying themselves. At the same time as these protests break out, remember, we have the most un-American administration ever. Not only are they taking people, grabbing them off of the streets, but they are redistricting to try to win the midterms in extra legal means. I mean, technically gerrymandering is legal, but the way they're doing it to disenfranchise minorities and voters is definitely not legal. But the point is, this un-American administration, they are the opposite of patriots. You know who a real patriot is? Governor Gavin Newsom. Is it just me, or have you guys really been feeling the rise of Newsom lately? He's really been punching back. I was checking this prediction market, call sheet. People can predict on who the Democratic nominee in 2028 is. And you know, for a bit there, they were all tied. If you see where my cursor is, it was kind of a tie between Governor Gavin Newsom, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and Pete Buttigieg. I'm a huge fan of all three. I love Pete Buttigieg. I interviewed him, and I thought that potentially he could be the front runner. He still could be, but the way that Governor Gavin Newsom has stepped up has been unique. Nobody can doubt that. The way that he's trolling Trump or sticking it to Trump. And as you can see, as they were all tied, Governor Gavin Newsom begins to pull ahead in the Kulshi prediction market, meaning he's currently the favorite by a decent amount. And it's simply because he's sticking it to Trump. We have protests in LA that are pushing back against the Trump administration. We had him punching back at Trump. He's suing Fox News. He sued the administration for them mobilizing the National Guard. He is very clearly fed up, and now they are doing a few-month race to try to redistrict the state. If you live in California, I urge you to support what Governor Gavin Newsom is doing. It's not even about gerrymandering. It's about being reciprocal. It is about punching back in the perfect, most reciprocal way to make sure Trump can't just rig the midterms outright. Speaking of rigging, is it not crazy to anybody else that only hours after Donald Trump spoke with Vladimir Putin, he did an interview on Fox News where he starts talking about how Putin told him the election was rigged in 2020? Talk about un-American. I mean, the whole theme of this video has been the un-American administration that is currently in power, whether you can point to the masked men, the rigging of the elections, the immigration enforcement, the tariffs, the foreign policy. Let's check out this clip relating to foreign policy of Donald Trump saying that Putin basically, you know, tickled his balls a little bit.
Oh, Vladimir Putin said something, one of the most interesting things. He said your election was rigged because you have mail-in voting. He said mail-in voting every election. He said no country has mail-in voting. It's impossible to have mail-in voting and have honest elections. And he said that to me. It was very interesting because we talked about 2020. He said, you won that election by so much. And that's how he got it. He said, and if you would have won, we wouldn't have had a war. You'd have all these millions of people alive now instead of dead. And he said, and you lost it because of mail-in voting. It was a rigged election. But mail-in voting, Sean.
This dude is using Vladimir Putin as a credible source, the president of the United States. He's done this for a while. He uses Vladimir Putin as a credible source on election fraud when Putin tries to meddle in our elections. You know what makes me even more angry, even more mad? Republicans are falling for it. Marjorie Taylor Greene posted on Twitter, how many times have we said the 2020 election was rigged, a stolen election? Even Vladimir Putin says it. Georgia was one of the worst in 2020. You've got to be joking. Georgia had a recount, multiple recounts, multiple audits. Georgia was investigated thoroughly, and the governor and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger both said, hey man, the votes were all secure. There was no proof of election fraud. So Marjorie is citing Vladimir Putin. Lord have mercy. Charlie Kirk says, Vladimir Putin confirms that if Trump were president in 2022, there would be no war. Riley Gaines says, dying to know how the fake news will inevitably spin this one. We don't even have to do spinning. There's no spinning that needs to happen here. It's coming from Vladimir effing Putin. Are we living in an upside-down reality? Am I going crazy? Are they going crazy? I can't even tell at this point. Either way, it's them. It's them going crazy. On this channel, we stand up for our pro-democracy values, which is that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. Netanyahu, also a war criminal. Donald Trump, war criminal isn't the best thing way to describe him. Donald Trump is a felonious, narcissistic, awful president who focuses more on his legacy than the actual American people. All right, I'm going to leave it there. The world right now is in a rocky spot due to this administration's enabling of authoritarianism, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. We can continue to push back, and we have seen that. There are protests breaking out. We have an event in Omaha coming up next week that I'll be at. If you want to meet me, the top link will be in the description. Link will be in the top of the description, you know. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.